Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Juneau police say they've made an arrest in connection with the day after Christmas burglaries in the Valley. 29-year-old Joseph A. Allen was arrested on charges from unrelated crimes and taken to Lemon Creek Correctional Center. Allen is being charged with felony burglary and felony theft. In a statement issued this morning, Juneau police did not say when Allen was arrested. Officers say the investigation is continuing into the Monday incidents on Thunder Street, Wood Duck Avenue, and Columbia Boulevard. The burglar allegedly pointed a rifle at a resident before she escaped, and a vehicle was also allegedly stolen in that incident. A U.S. District Court judge has dismissed the federal government's request to revoke BP's probation for a 2009 oil spill on the North Slope. Judge Ralph Beislein also lifted BP's probation altogether in a written order issued on yesterday. In 2007, BP was convicted of negligent discharge of oil for a 200,000-gallon spill on the North Slope a year earlier. There was another spill of over 13,000 gallons in 2009. Last month, the federal government sought to have BP's probation revoked for the 2009 spill, meaning the probation period could have been lengthened or the company could have faced additional penalties. In his ruling, Judge Beislein said the government failed to prove the company committed criminal negligence. The American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska is suing the state to get medical records returned to 9 patients. The records were seized as part of a Medicare fraud investigation at a health clinic in Ketchikan called A Woman's Place. The ACLU has argued in Sitka Superior Court that the patient's rights to privacy were violated. The ACLU also says the state's warrant was too broad when only financial and prescription records were needed in the Medicare investigation. Lawyers for the state say proper procedures were followed for keeping the information private, and few people saw the files. If a summary judgment is not issued in the case, then it would go to trial later this year. The snow just keeps falling at Eagle Crest. Juneau's city-owned ski area has more snow than any other ski area in North America, and that's a distinction that it has held since November. A snow stake this morning reached 140 inches of snow at the top of the Ptarmigan Lift and 63 inches at the lodge, and it's been snowing lightly. By comparison, Alyeska Ski Resort in Girdwood has 38 inches at the base and 105 inches on top. Down in the lower 48, Aspen Mountain, Colorado has a base of 17 inches of snow at the top of the mountain. Sun Valley in Idaho has 20, and Magic Mountain in southern Vermont has 10 inches, and two of 40 trails are open. That's where Eagle Crest's new general manager had worked until October. Ski areas around the country are hurting for snow during the holidays, considered the time of season when they can make up to 20% of their revenue. And a new sled dog race will run from Unalakleet to Nome. The first Paul Johnson Memorial Norton Sound 450 will start February 8th. The route will take mushers through many of the western Alaska communities that will also be checkpoints for the bigger Iditarod Trail sled dog race a month later, like Shaktulik, Koyuk, Elam, Gullivan, and White Mountain. The purse in the race is $50,000, and the race is in memory of Paul Johnson, an Iditarod veteran who died in October of cancer. Forecast calls for more snow, several inches for Gustavus, Hoonah, and Juneau for the next few days.